A new athletic director has been named at UW-Madison, and once again, he's got some deep ties to the state of Wisconsin. It's Thursday, July 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, if you feel like the hottest month of the year has been getting hotter lately, you're not alone. We'll dive into that. Plus, all 50 states are contributing to a time capsule for America's 250th birthday. We'll learn about the items that Wisconsin will be putting in.
There's only certain things that can be buried in the ground for 250 years and survive.
Stay with us.
Public media is more than what's on TV or the radio. It's educational tools for teachers.
It's trusted news on air and online.
Local stories shared across social media that keep us connected.
It's urgent alerts when safety matters most. PBS Wisconsin and WPR serve you in many ways, and it's all possible because of your support. Visit WPR.org/together.
UW-Madison has named a new leader for Badgers athletics. As Joe Schultz reports, Wisconsin native Sean Eichhorst has been appointed to serve as the university's new athletic director.
Eichhorst played college football at UW-Whitewater. Since the late 90s, he served in high-ranking leadership roles for university athletics departments across the country. Eichhorst will report directly to the chancellor and will be responsible for overseeing all the university's sports programs. Todd Molesky covers Badgers athletics for the Wisconsin State Journal. He says athletic directors now face a new college sports landscape where players can be paid and transfer between schools more freely.
You're looking at hiring someone different than you maybe would have 10 years ago for a job. You need someone who has the business acumen.
Eichhorst will be formally introduced during a future event at Camp Randall Stadium. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
As heat continues to blaze across Wisconsin, a new analysis finds the state's hottest month has been growing even hotter due to climate change. The nonprofit group Climate Central found Wisconsin cities in July have warmed around 1 to 3 degrees on average since 1970. Among cities examined, the analysis found Milwaukee warmed the most, while Wausau warmed the least. The warming is happening more at night. Wisconsin climate scientists have similarly found that the number of nights hotter than 70 degrees has tripled since 1950. State climate outreach specialist Amanda Latham says multiple days of that can take its toll on the body.
Especially if someone doesn't have air conditioning at home or they're an outdoor worker and they're really exposed to that heat a lot, that really increases the risk of heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
Wisconsin has seen more than 180 emergency room visits for heat-related illnesses since Sunday. Francesca Hong, a leading Democratic contender for governor in Wisconsin, took part in live streams Monday with controversial figures. As Anjevin Wagtendonk reports, the appearances raised cash and also some concerns.
Universal child care.
Yes.
Free school meals.
Yes.
That's Hong doing a rapid-fire questionnaire with Hassan Piker, one of the biggest political streamers on the internet. Her appearance with him drew attention to her campaign and raised $57,000. But it also drew criticism. Piker has made comments in the past downplaying sexual violence during Hamas's October 7th attacks and suggesting America invited the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. Ann Jacobs co-chairs the Wisconsin Democratic Party's Jewish caucus. She said the appearance worried some Jewish Democrats.
You can be a big tent party, but how big should you really be?
In an extensive response to WPR's questions, a spokesperson for Hong's campaign condemned anti-Semitism. She argued that Democrats have an obligation to reach out to disengaged voters on popular platforms. Anjevin Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Donald Trump says more than $22 million in federal disaster aid is coming to Wisconsin communities that have been hit hard by severe storms and flooding this year. Democratic Governor Tony Evers says he will, quote, believe it when we see it. Trump's social media post claims Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, who is running for governor, was the first to get the call. That post did not mention Evers, who sent a letter seeking aid back in May. In his own social media post, Evers said Trump's administration has denied tens of millions of dollars in disaster relief requests from Wisconsin already. Democratic Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says he's grateful that local governments are getting some help.
From a village the size of Jackson, which is about a population of 1,000, and a total annual levy of about $400,000, they were looking at over $800,000 worth of damage.
When asked for more details about the timing and type of aid, a White House account referred WPR to Trump's social media post. Wisconsin health officials say they hope newly extended Medicaid coverage will save the lives of both mothers and babies in the state. Hope Kerwin has more on the change, which was signed into law in March and went into effect yesterday.
Eligible pregnant women can now qualify for 1 year of Medicaid coverage postpartum instead of only 60 days. The State Department of Health Services estimates 16,000 people will benefit from the extension in the first year. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the change could help Wisconsin address the disproportionate number of pregnancy-related deaths among Black women. The leading cause of death for Black mothers is cardiovascular disease, and Johnson says that requires more than 60 days to treat.
This 1 year postpartum extension really helps address not only getting that initial care, but the sort of long-term planning and care management.
Wisconsin is the 49th state to pass the extension. DHS says other states have seen a significant reduction in infant mortality rates after expanding coverage for moms. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a conversation about Wisconsin's contribution to America's time capsule. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state. Thanks to its network of 8 bureaus, with reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
And finally, July 4th marks America's 250th birthday, honoring the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. To mark the occasion, all 50 states contributed their own pieces of history to America's time capsule. Letters from governors like Tony Evers, tribal nation artifacts, and even the iPhone 17 Pro Max will all be going in, more than 200 items in total. Today we're getting an inside look at Wisconsin's contributions. Joining us now is Chris Kolakowski. He's the chair of Wisconsin America 250 Commission. Wisconsin has more than a dozen items going into America's time capsule. Just to name a few, we've got the Great Lakes Intertribal Council pin, a letter from Governor Tony Evers and five other state officials, and a Harley Owners Group coin. So how did the commission decide which pieces of history would be going in?
So we got given very specific parameters by the National Commission and the National Archives. There's only certain things that can be buried in the ground for 250 years and survive, certain materials, things like that, which basically was metal and preservation paper and a few other odds and ends. And the one other thing I'll mention is the size of the box that we had. It wasn't just what could last for 250 years, but it was also what could fit in a box that's about 6 inches by 6 inches square.
I understand one of your favorite pieces representing Wisconsin is an eagle feather from Old Abe, and I also understand there's going to be a photo included with this. Can you explain the significance of Old Abe to Wisconsin?
When we looked at what would represent the state, one of the things that jumped out to us was Old Abe. For your listeners who may not be familiar, Old Abe was a war eagle that was purchased from the Lac du Flambeau Indians in 1861 and went to war with the 8th Wisconsin Infantry, served all through the war. The Confederates tried to kill him on more than one occasion, couldn't do it. He came home and lived out his days in the basement of the Capitol. In 1876, he was still alive and went to the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia and was the star of the Wisconsin Pavilion. And here we are 150 years later, Old Abe continues to be an enduring symbol. And I would imagine when they open the time capsule in 250 years, they'll recognize Old Abe because he'll still be an enduring symbol of Wisconsin.
You also lead the Wisconsin Veterans Museum very proudly, I might add. A pin from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs will be in the time capsule. What does it mean to you to have our veterans honored in this way?
The military just turned 251 with the Army birthday on June 14th. Three of the first four national institutions we had were the military, the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, all founded in 1775. The fourth national institution was the Continental Congress. So even before we were an independent nation, Americans have been taking up arms to defend this country, defend the ideals that we aspire to every day. And that's a tradition that Wisconsinites have been a part of since 1848.
You also mentioned a little bit at the beginning of our conversation here, Wisconsin's 11 tribal nations are also going to be represented in this time capsule. Tell us how those tribes are going to be represented. What's included there?
So we've got a couple of pins, as you mentioned already, Great Lakes Intertribal Council, which is the umbrella organization for all of the nations. They several contributed as well, challenge coins, patches, things of that nature. Capture the full tapestry of what made Wisconsin.
Last question here. America's time capsule will be opened in 250 years. You talked about that a little already. You'll be on the country's 500th birthday. So what do you want those future Americans to understand about Wisconsin's part in the nation's history?
I want people to understand that Wisconsin, ever since joining the Union in 1848, has made a mark. Wisconsinites throughout history and the mark they've made both in the state but also nationally, and how things like the Wisconsin idea continue to influence. And it's something that we all as Badgers should reflect on this weekend, and we all as Badgers and Americans should honor and respect.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That was Chris Kolakowski, chair of Wisconsin America 250 Commission. We were talking about the state's contributions to America's time capsule. And of course, we'll get a quick check of your forecast in here before letting you go for the day. That extreme heat warning in effect once again in southern Wisconsin today. A flood watch in effect this morning for parts of east central Wisconsin. That's because we're seeing a whole lot of rain and storms in a band across central Wisconsin this morning. Southern Wisconsin could be seeing some rain this morning as well. That'll be clearing out by the afternoon hours. Still really hot today with highs in the 80s and 90s. Muggy overnight with lows down into the 70s, but we should start cooling down just a bit tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Really glad you could join us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.